How do you think Treadworth High Street has changed? I mean, looking at it now and comparing it to when you were a child, what would you say the big changes are?
It's changed very much in the respect it was all individual shops run by individual people, whereas although it's still small shops, it's sort of different sort of shops now. You couldn't go and, because like my aunt in that never ever went to town, but now you couldn't sort of go and get all your requirements for all the week. You couldn't get your grocery, and I suppose you could get your grocery and your meat. There isn't a bread shop, is there, in High Street anymore, but there was a couple of bread shops, which was really good, so you could get all your requirements, whatever you needed, all your hardware requirements like for your DIY and that. So, and even a place like to get your cars mended and things like that you could do. But there's not so much perhaps of that now, although there are still some interesting individual shops, because the one on the corner of Morton Street now, he sells, I believe, quite unusual things for repairing cars, and that sort of unusual things that you wouldn't perhaps get if you went to Holford's or somewhere. So it has changed, and it's changed because of all the cars, because there's never any cars, just bicycles. Because when we lived in Salisbury Road, the only car that was there was my dad's car, and it was easier for him to park it there than in Upton Street, so we used to park it in Salisbury Road. There was no cars at all, so that's one of the big changes, is it's not quite so easy to get around as it used to be. So, but the bus always came down the High Street, that always happened, yes.